Now, I had got this story late last week, but I had so many things already planned, and so I couldn't quite get to it. But I'm really enjoying the people of Chicago showing up and saying, you know what? We want to see and hold Brandon Johnson accountable. Now, Tiffany Hilliard on the other side, we're going to get to her later in the week. We like to let things pile up with Tiffany. Gam watching David's of our lives and Price is Right. Tiffany Hilliard, she don't even show up sometimes. She just go out right out the back door. She skip meetings. Freedom of Information Act don't apply to her. She said, listen, I'm a boss. Tiffany Hilliard, the people's man. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. What's going on, y'all? It's Tiffany Hilliard, the people's man. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We're going to continue to build these skate rinks, and we gonna and nobody goes to it. It don't generate any revenue, and it take away from the coffers. And we're going to give all the police a bunch of overtime. And we're going to go to Vegas, and we're not even going to tell what happened in Vegas. And I'm not even going to tell you whether or not I flew first class to Vegas. But I'm the people's mayor. This is your girl. I'm the first black mayor of a major city inside the United States of America, Illinois. And it's the people's mayor. And Tiff don't even show up. The people against me. I'm a black woman. I'm at the White House. I'm about to start my blog. I'm about to start my podcast. Y'all want to know the truth? You want to know the truth? You can't handle the truth. I'm gonna start my new podcast on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, and I'm gonna tell you guys on the Superman Network of I'm gonna expose the people. I'm gonna expose the truth. I'm gonna show you receipts. I gotta give Brandon Johnson some credit though. Brandon Johnson, he act like he don't see you when you talking to him, because that's what he was doing to the residents anyway. He act like he ain't paying attention to you. He gonna stand up the whole time here and we'll sit down. Go, oh, Brandon Johnson. I'm Brandon Johnson. And we're going to explicably make sure that we expeditiously get this large gathering under control. And I don't, no. Stop there. We're not going to call them gang members, even though they got MS-16 tattooed across their heads. We're not going to label them as troublemakers, even though they're standing on top of cars and jumping up and down on the windshield. We're not going to call them thieves, even though they're breaking into stores and stealing all of the Louis Vuitton. I'm not going to call it a migrant crisis. It's a sanctuary safe haven. Okay? These are nothing but large gatherings in Chicago. All right? And I told you guys. No, you're going to let me talk. You're going to let me talk, or you're going to continue to interrupt me. Now, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. I can go home. I don't have to be here. I don't have to be here. Okay? These are large gatherings. And so we're going to outline a new streamlined plan to get the neighborhood criminals under control. Okay? And so it's going to require the churches. And part of that plan, step one of the plan, is to go into the church and have them send up prayers for O'Block. We're going to send. So it's going to take the whole community. It's going to take the whole community. Okay? So, if you don't want to let me finish my sentence, then I'm going to just go ahead and end this. So Brandon Johnson is different from Tiffany Hilliard. You know what I'm saying? Brandon Johnson is so different than Tiffany Hilliard. Policies is a little different. Budgets are still trash. All right? But the people said that they had something to say about him. And so as a result, I want to get into what the people got to say. What is the people saying to Brandon Johnson about these large gatherings in the city of Chicago?
30 minutes. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Speakers cannot yield or transfer their time to another speaker. Any written comments that have been...
Yeah. Let's get to it. Where are the people at?
Please, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm a constituent of the Gage Park neighborhood. Since June, you decide to turn our park into a shelter. Mm. Our community is running lawless with illegal Venezuelans taking over our streets. We feel like prisoners in our own homes.
Prisoners.
As a taxpayer, we can't even enjoy our own park anymore. We are unable to take walks. Our amazing programs have been removed, especially for the disabled children that live near this park. We worked hard to improve our park, our neighborhood, but because of your irresponsible move, this is not impossible. Their illegal cars are parking on the residence permit street. They are selling food without permit, causing traffic, yet no police reinforcement to help us. Guys are standing on the side of the building doing God knows what, riding their bicycles around the neighborhood and looking to break into our houses, garages, and cars. Smoking weed and drinking in the park in broad daylight. You guys threw us to the wolves, and now we have to deal with the trouble you brought to our neighborhood. Unlike the illegals, as a legal immigrant myself, I know what I had to do to enter your country. Mm. I was required to do a background check, vaccinations, pay an expensive fee, bring an ORC letter from my previous job. Shall I go on? Some might be good, but the others are here to cause trouble.
First, let me give a round of applause for the legal migrants. We need it from all sides. And she said, listen, I did what I had to do. I had my background check. I pay my taxes, and now I'm a legal citizen of the United States of America, and I love it. See, she's just not a person that's already here and complaining. She said, listen, even the people that's a migrant here that came in legally said, we don't want this here. This is my neighborhood, too. These people over here smoking weed. They getting head on the side of the building. They riding around with bikes trying to figure out what time we leave for work so that they can break into our cribs. They destroying our parks. Police won't do nothing. And you just sitting up there with your chest puffed out like that's supposed to mean something to us. Man, let me give this lady another round of applause.
For example, my neighbors had their car broken into, packages stolen from their front yards, and someone pee on my property. Yes. I'm requesting Alderman Vasquez, Mayor Johnson, and those who made this decision to walk our neighborhood and see what's happening there. You want to look good by helping them, yet we taxpayers are left behind. We are now being put in harm's way because of the crimes they commit in our neighborhood. Mm. Your no consequence policy tells them it's okay to commit these damn crimes. Now, what about...
Called the Safety Act. Let's call it what it is. She called it what it is. She said this is the no consequence policy. In reality, it's called the Safe-T Act.
The citizen and the legal immigrants who came before them. We're still waiting years for our own families to enter this country legally. Yeah. It is frustrating to see our voice censored and feeling hopeless.
Talk to them.
Finally, we know the illegals are returning in the middle of the night, parking our residential permit area, acting if the shelter is a bed and breakfast. They need to leave now. We want our park back. And we demand that. It's not fair. You guys putting us in jeopardy. Kids cannot go outside. 2 weeks ago, someone was peeing my...
Hey, she put the note card down. She talking from the heart right now.
Yard. A lady grabbed a branch off a tree and took my package from Amazon. They are break to cars. 6:53 a.m. I have videos to prove. Break into cars. And we cannot do nothing about it. Cops come, they see, and they go away. Mm. Selling food all the time.
Thank you very much for your comment.
I wonder, what do they think? What does the mayor think? What does the alderman think? When they sit here and they hear these people that speak from their heart, do it not tug on your heartstrings? Does it not tug on your heartstrings? When they see this happening and this is playing out the way that it's playing out in front of their neighborhood, do you not get bothered by that? Do you not lose sleep? I lose sleep when people telling me that they go, listen, when I get on coaching calls with people, I have to limit the amount of coaching calls that I can do because it'll take a lot out of me because I get so passionate about the things that people are going through and I can't sleep. And so I pray for them and I try to figure out how to solve for stuff and I talk to them longer than I usually would talk to them and stuff like that. Like it has to bother you. You have to care. So much so sometimes I think that it's difficult for you to do something for a long enough time. It's difficult for you to do stuff for a long enough time because you genuinely have to care and it could take so much out of you. That's why it's important for you to have people around you that can pour back into you because it's a lot. And for them to just stand there and act like it's not a real thing, that's weird to me.
Gay Park in the house.
Thank you, Mr. Blakemore. We are moving on to our next speaker. Thank you. Please.
Hi to everyone. My name is Juana Galan. I'm from Gage Park neighborhood. I'm here to say to all representatives, you are the one who put us in this issue. And we are the taxpayers, the taxpayers. We are the ones who put you there. So the less you can do is do your job and bring us our safety back. And I have the right to say it in Spanish as well, and I will. Estoy representando a la comunidad de Gage Park. Ustedes pusieron este problema en nuestras manos.
She's going to tell you up in her own language.
Trajeron a los refugiados a nuestra comunidad. La mayoría de nosotros ni siquiera lo supo hasta que ya estaban ahí. Nosotros nos quejamos porque están haciendo de nuestras vidas un problema. Mis hijos no pueden salir al parque. Mis hijos ni siquiera pueden estar en mi propia yarda porque se quejan del olor de la marihuana. Algo que antes no pasaba. Tal vez nuestros vecindarios no eran los mejores para vivir, pero ustedes lo han hecho peor. Nosotros los pusimos en donde están y ustedes tienen la obligación de escucharnos. Y también se lo digo a los medios de comunicación. Si yo me quejo en español, espero que los medios de comunicación en español se hagan presente. Gracias Univision por estar presente y por hacer nuestra voz que se escuche. We want our safety back.
She said, listen, let me tell you something. A keto Taco Bell. She says, a keto Taco Bell marijuana. Gracias, amigos. No inglés, no hablo. That's what I heard. What did y'all hear? What did y'all hear? When they start talking like that, that's all I hear. It's Taco Tuesday. Is it Tuesday or is it Monday? Taco Tuesday. Oh, I'm sure she has some good things to say up there, but all I heard is those orders. I genuinely want tacos now. Is anybody hungry? Anybody want to order some tacos? We got some of the best taco restaurants here inside of Detroit. I heard Taco Tuesday. Did anybody else hear Taco Tuesday? Y'all said I got to learn Spanish. Let's continue. I want to get her thoughts off. We got to move on.
It's not fair for our kids. It's not fair for our elders. It's not safe for our special kids' needs. You take the field house from us. And our neighborhood is trash now. I dare you to walk by there at
anybody
night.
Want tacos
and there? I promise you, you will not like it. And you will not be back there. Les pido a nuestros representantes hispanohablantes están ahí por una razón. Los pusimos por una razón. Porque confiamos en ustedes y nos están fallando. The system is failing us. We are the ones who put you there.
You know what? I got to do a... this is the dumbest... You know, sometimes I wonder why y'all even like to watch me. Don't be snorting. You know why I don't? Listen, I'm prefacing what I'm about to say by saying that I have no clue why you guys like me. I know this is an entertaining show. I know we put the medicine inside of the candy. But let me say something. let me prepare y'all. You know, I was thinking to myself, because as I'm thinking about these tacos, and this is how my mind works, right? Because I know we're doing a Millionaire Morning Show. I know we're reporting on the news. But I'm going to tell you how my mind works and why these large companies don't want to give me my $30 million in order to have my morning show on their platforms, okay? This is what's wrong. Because when she's talking, I'm thinking, oh, man, I want some tacos, right? But then I'm thinking, I can't order tacos. Why can't I order tacos? Because I got to do a recording today. And the clothes that I have that I'm wearing today, they fit a certain type of way, and I don't want to feel full. Because when you feel full, you don't look good on camera. I swear to God. Yes, honestly, listen. I can't order tacos because I got to fast. And the way that my clothes are set up is that if I feel like I overate, then I'm not going to have a good experience sitting on the couch because I'm going to feel bloated. Somebody said I'm on the spectrum. I swear to God, that's all I can think of. And I'm thinking, damn. Because listen, I decided to go a size down. I decided to size down, so I'm going extra medium. I'm going extra medium today. I said, damn, I don't want my sweater to fit like that. So I'm not gonna order no tacos. Does anybody else have the same kind of problem? Does anybody else think the way that I think? I'm gonna eat after the show. Nobody else? I'm the only person that think like this. Dang, I gotta fast today because I got a show to do. Let's see what else you gotta say because we gotta move on.
And we are the ones who can take you by the power. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Listen, I think that was a great speech. Made me want tacos, and now I can't want tacos. I'm acoustic. See y'all. Oh, Jesus Christ. Somebody called me acoustic instead of saying, oh, my God. Somebody said I'm on a spectrum and I'm acoustic. It's not acoustic. It's autistic. Jesus. All right, I guess we all on the spectrum today, huh? We all on the spectrum today? All right, look, I'm just going to keep it real. I've been working out a lot, but I still want my shirt to fit a certain way, so.